Computers 96 with Amnon Nissan. Computers 96 is sponsored by Carolina Computer News and by Computer Digest. And now, here's your host for Computers 96, Amnon Nissan.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Computers 96. I'm your host. My name is Amnon, and with me in the studio is Megan, our engineer. Boy, this is going to be some kind of a job to step into John's shoes here after what was going on. A couple of announcements. Triangle Computer Society is meeting this coming Monday at 7:15 over at Dreyfus Auditorium in RTP. The subject of this meeting is going to be online banking, and we're going to have a representative from Nations Bank coming to show us how they use the software to do banking online. The meeting is, as usual, open to the public. We would like people to join the club, but you don't have to be a member to join, to attend the meeting, I should say. So it's this Monday at 7:15 over at Dreyfus Auditorium in RTP. It's right off of Davis Drive. Another thing that a lot of people probably are going to be interested in is that RAM prices are dropping and dropping. What did I see right now? 4 meg, 72 pin SIM is like $49. Who knows what's going to happen, but this is a good, I don't see it going down much more, but this is a good time to get memory. Call your favorite dealer and find out. I know, that we have a bunch of them at the store. And I think that the 8 meg is right at 100 or below. So go for it. Memory prices going down. Let's see. Our number is 860-0850. 860-0850. The line is open, so feel free to call in. I know last week you didn't have a chance to call in because we had problems with the telephones. So any of the questions can come in today. 860-0850. A couple of more news items from EduPage that are of interest. PC makers want to trim costs by trimming bundles, and this is geared toward all these people that are calling and asking about the prices of cheap computers, or I should say inexpensive computers, and say, well, what is bundled with it? What programs do I get? And I keep telling them that none of these programs is really usable, and it's all antiquated pieces of software that dealers find a way how to put them in, and it looks like who knows what. So tell what, we have a caller.
We've got Toby.
Okay, we'll come back to the audio. Toby, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Amnon. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Doing great. The question I have is that sometimes calling computer bulletin boards. My modem won't, I guess the other end hangs up in the middle of the negotiation, process.
Okay.
What it does, I think it gets, you know, there's a series of tones before the rushing sound starts.
Right.
I think the second or third, tone that, comes on, it just sort of comes on and stays, and the other end disconnects.
Okay. Is it always one bulletin board that does it?
Yes.
Okay. There are two reasons could be here. Either your modem is... First of all, what kind of modem is it? What
it's
speed?
A USR 14.4.
You can set the modem to only answer at a certain speed.
Uh-huh.
There is a register in there that if you set it, if it goes at 14.4.
Uh-huh.
And
I can connect to 2400, but the other ones are... only once have I been able to connect at 14.4.
There are others that you can connect at 14.4.
Oh, correct. Yeah, I can hit, you know, the IBM PC company 100%.
Okay. It may be that the modems on the other side are not compatible with that particular Sportster that you have.
Uh-huh.
And by that, I don't mean that they're not compatible with Sportster, period.
Uh-huh.
I've seen some boards that are put into the Sportster that may have a little variation, and they work very, very poorly.
Uh-huh.
with other modems. It's still under warranty, right?
It's pretty old. This is probably three years old.
They carry a 5-year warranty. You can always call USR. It's 1-800-DIAL-USR. And tell them that you have a modem that is giving you trouble, and they will replace it. And I would I wouldn't get into too much detail with them. Don't volunteer any information. Just answer the questions.
I think I know what you mean.
And they have a way to test it, but chances are that this is what it is. If you can connect it 14.4. I find it hard to believe that any bulletin board operator will set their modem to work only at 2400.
Uh-huh.
But when it
I've got another modem. I've got a super that connects okay. So
that
just doesn't like the USR.
Definitely something wrong with this particular USR. I mean, USR, in my opinion, are the best modems you can get.
Uh-huh.
But you see every now and then one that doesn't perform like it should, and US Robotics will change them, and the other one that you get, and let me tell you something, by doing this, they may even allow you to upgrade to a 28.8 or a 33.6 for a nominal fee.
That'd be exciting.
So that, yeah, I know, they do that. But that's what the problem I would guess.
Okay,
without putting my hands on it and actually doing it,
yeah,
and hearing the tone, I know what you mean, but it's kind of hard to diagnose.
Okay.
So you're still calling bulletin boards, huh?
I can waste enough time on bulletin boards. I figured I don't really need to hit the internet yet.
No,
especially having to wait at 14.4.
No, there are a lot of bulletin boards around that are, and I'm running one of them.
Uh-huh.
That really there is very good information.
Uh-huh.
Anybody that is on bulletin boards to read messages and conferences, it's the same as the news groups on the internet.
Yeah.
And a lot of
some of them are not on there. Usually I use it mostly for software support.
Yeah, you can do that. That's true. But
some of the people are not on they're just on the internet. They're not on CompuServe or I don't feel like dialing out of town.
Well, that's nobody can blame you for it.
Yeah.
But bulletin boards are still a valid option for people that, like you say, they want to do a lot of online communications and don't want to spend a lot of money. And besides, really, it's good information. This is nice because I see the calls to my bulletin board going down as internet becomes more and more of the standard. But still, there are people that call, and I know people are calling, and they're going through those message bases like eating them up. So it's good for you. All right.
Thanks for your help.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Again, our number is 860-0850. And I want to go back to the article here, the little thing about software bundles. So with profit margins on PCs at a perilously low point, computer makers are looking for ways to cut costs without sacrificing quality. Compaq, Packard Bell, Acer America, and NEC all have announced they plan to cut back on their software bundles this fall. Nothing that much of the software isn't... Yeah. Noting that much of the software isn't used anyway. The bundling craze was a reaction to the need to target those first-time buyers, says an Apple computer manager. Now we're seeing the market mature a little bit. Customer surveys have shown that most people typically use fewer than 10 of the up to 60 programs pre-installed on their new computers, discarding the rest. So that's one way to save. And we
have Joseph on the line.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I have a printer question for you. I've inherited an original IBM PC from a family member with I think it's a dot matrix printer. It's very big and cumbersome.
What's the model number on it? Or the name on it?
Let me get to my question because I don't think it's relevant
okay,
to
go ahead.
What I'm asking.
Go ahead.
What I wanted to do, I'm going to be buying an IBM, I mean, either an IBM clone or a Macintosh within the next few months or so. But my question is this, could I buy a or what type of printer could I buy now to go with this original IBM PC that would be compatible with either a Macintosh or a IBM clone, whichever one I choose in the next few months?
I have personally an HP color desk jet, 855C,
mm-hmm.
that it says on it that it's compatible with a PC and a Mac.
Yeah.
Many of the new printers will say that, and if it says that, you're safe.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's just a matter of a cable. I think there is more to it. But most of the new computers, I mean, new printers will be compatible.
Oh,
now,
fine.
Are you looking for like a laser printer, or are you looking for something cheaper and yet practical?
Frankly, somewhere in the middle. I
tell you, the desk jets are a great way to go. It's a little bit more expensive
mm-hmm.
on the supplies of it,
mm-hmm.
but when you print a document, it is hardly, you can't tell the difference between the print on a desk jet from a laser. The nice thing about a desk jet is you can do colors, and
mm-hmm.
if there is, especially if there are kids around the house, then that's very important.
Yeah. Now, is that a generic name you're telling me, or is that the name of a particular manufacturer?
HP?
Oh, it's an HP.
It's an HP 855C. There are other HPs. I'm not saying that you should buy that. I mean, I bought it because it's fast.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit on the higher end.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that they have the new one, 660C, which sells at local stores for $269 or so. And HP is HP. I mean,
I missed your HP.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying it really doesn't matter. You'll get good quality from any of them.
Yeah, right. Now, that's an inkjet, did you say?
That's an inkjet. They call it a desk jet, but it's an inkjet, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Bubble jet, inkjet, desk jet, they're the same.
Okay. That frankly, is just about the type of printer I'm looking for, somewhere that is close to the laser in quality, but not as expensive.
Yeah, this is a great
use.
It's a great way to go with the desk jet.
Well, that's very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye now.
Bye. Okay, we have to break away for a commercial break. Leave your dial right where it is. We'll be right back.
The new 850, the Buzz.
Okay, pop quiz. How many burglaries happen every year? 10,000? 100,000? Try nearly 3 million. That's one every 15 seconds. When it comes to crime, the odds are against you. But you can change the odds in your favor with electronic monitoring from ADT Security Systems. Why ADT? They're the best. They've got trained professionals monitoring your home for break-ins 24 hours a day. They've got the most advanced technology available, and they've got a great price. Call 1-800-488-4060 now, and you'll save...
The new 850, the Buzz.
Welcome back to Computers 96. I'm your host. My name is Amnon, and with me in the studio is Megan, our engineer. And our number is 860-0850. The line is open. Feel free to call in. Those of you that do a lot of tech support calls, you're calling in for help on this and help on that. New software lets you ask the wizard. System Wizard self-help software enables user to troubleshoot many of their PC problems without having to resort to an afternoon on hold with a computer company's help desk. The software automatically detects, diagnoses, and corrects common PC problems. SystemSoft has agreements with AST Research and Digital Equipment Corporation to begin shipping System Wizard with their PCs by the fourth quarter of this year. And Lotus Development Corporation and Microsoft are working with SystemSoft to enable System Wizard to answer questions about Windows and Lotus Notes. The PC industry can't keep putting headcount on the phone because it is just sucking the life out of the industry's profitability, says a DataQuest analyst who estimates that System Wizard could help reduce help desk calls by 20-30%, saving as much as $1 billion a year. This would be nice. I know that QuarterDeck had some kind of program that would go and check your computer and send them a report through a modem or put it on the screen, and when you call them you already have the answers to all their questions, and they will help you with what to diagnose the problem. Seems like this is a step ahead of that, because it says that it will diagnose and correct. So this is great. Again, our number is 860-0850. How did it go? Lap 54, where are you? Let's look what the FCC does. Over the last 2 years, the FCC has purchased 200 laptops at a per-unit cost ranging from $2,455 to $6,149. But a recent audit of the agency's entire 307 laptop population found that, based on a 54-laptop statistical sample, six were not located, one was reported stolen, and 11 were, quote, not physically produced for verification, end quote, resulting in a 33%, where the heck are they, result. This is where our tax money is going, huh? Great. Talking about online banking, Interac says that Canadians are heavier users of debit cards than Americans, with each debit card in the U.S. used about 3.5 times, while per card usage in Canada was 15.2. The average Canadian used an automated banking machine 41 times in 94, compared with 31.8 times for Americans and 22.1 times for British citizens. So, we're not using it much, but we're spending a lot of money somehow. I don't know. My wife manages. Security problems. Now, everybody is talking about, oh, this, it's not secured on the internet, and the server is not secured here, the server is not secured there. The CEO of Checkpoint Software Technologies, which markets Firewall One, one of the leading internet firewalls, thinks companies worry too much about outside crackers and not enough about corrupt employees. It's ironic because 80% of security breaches are internal. Companies doing intranets will realize that internal security is more important than perimeter defense. The outside world seems scarier, but the inside world is more dangerous. This is very, very true. And we have...
William.
William, good afternoon.
Good morning to you. Question concerning memory. You were talking about the decrease in the cost and so forth.
William, can you speak up a little bit?
Sure. I was talking about memory.
Yeah.
Question, is it possible when you're putting memory in your system, so like if you have 4 meg chips, do you have to stay with 4 meg and have 4 slots and presently have 8 meg? And with the prices going down, I was looking at increase in that, but I was wondering if I could mix like 4 megs and 8 meg chips.
Okay. First, let's step back. What kind of computer is it? I mean, is it a 386?
486.
And you have 8 30-pin slots?
No, I have four.
Four 30s and 2 72s. Is that it?
No, I'm not sure. I know I have 4 slots, and presently I have two of the slots filled, 4 megs each. And so what I was wondering is, if I didn't want to get rid of my 8 meg that I have now, would I have to just go with four more to get to 16? I could have put 8.
No, if you have only 2 of them filled and you have 4 of them,
yeah,
then you can mix.
Okay, so I can go with 8, whatever.
Yeah, but I'm a little puzzled here. How old of a motherboard, of a computer is this?
Oh, gosh, I guess it's about 3 years old.
Okay, is it a 46SX?
Yes, it is.
Okay, what you have is 4 30-pin SIMs. You can put 2 4-meg SIMs in the other one, or 2 1-meg SIMs. What are you trying to accomplish?
Oh, I was looking at possibly going with adding another 8-meg.
Another 8-meg, so you put 2 4-megs. Let me tell you this. You can do it, but excuse me. Let me make you aware of something. You are going to be buying 2 4-meg SIMs that are 30 pins, which is something that's already obsolete. The cost on those is not $49. The 30 pin are still over $100. And it is something that you are not going to be able to take with you to your next computer, which will use 72 pin. You will be. Is this a generic computer?
No, it's a Dell, and I was thinking it was 72 pin already.
So you do have 72 pin?
Yeah, that's the memory
case,
I bought. Yeah.
Oh, in that case, you're fine. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No,
right.
You can. Yeah, you can mix.
Okay, that
there
was my
no
question.
Problem.
I didn't know if there was some problem, so would you have to stay with the same amount?
No. You on a 46, actually, you should be able to put just one.
Okay.
If you wanted to add the 1/8 meg SIM. And I'm not exactly sure about how Dell did theirs. It may be proprietary, and you have to go with two. But chances are you can go just with one, and it's cheaper to get 1/8 meg than to get 2 4 megs.
Okay, yeah. I do know that they can. They do provide up to 16, so I could. I have a max of 64 meg on that.
Okay, so I would look in the manual or call him and ask him about that particular model.
Okay.
If you can put just 1/8 or 1/16 in it, because the prices are not that different, and you will probably be better off buying a larger size SIM so you can take it to your next computer.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you for calling. Yeah, there are some people that the reason why I was asking all these questions is the 386s and the earlier 46s had 8 30-pin SIMs on them, and you had to go with 4 in each bank. You had 2 banks of 4 SIMs each, and people that wanted to upgrade today that have 8 meg would have to take out 4 of the 1 megs and put 4 4 megs, but it's cheaper, believe it or not, to get a new motherboard with a faster processor and put memory that is not obsolete, memory that you can take, that you can use later on, and it comes up about the same price, so you upgrade your machine to a much faster machine, have more memory for the same price it would be just to get that obsolete memory to stick in the older motherboard. We have to break away for another commercial break. Leave your dial right where it is. We'll be right back.
The new 850, the Buzz.
The last time I took a sinus medicine, it really made my sinuses feel dried out. Then I tried new Sudafed non-drying sinus. Big difference.
Sudafed non-drying sinus contains Sudafed's non-drowsy decongestant in a moisturizing formula that helps keep sensitive nasal tissue moist and comfortable.
It takes away my painful sinus pressure without drying me out, and clears my congestion without making me drowsy.
To drain away sinus pressure without drying you out, take Sudafed instead. Use as directed.
Listeners to the new 850, the Buzz, respond to the Buzz of the Week. Should gay marriages be sanctioned?
Of course gay marriages should be sanctioned, but the question is by whom? If they want to marry each other, that's fine. If they find some priest or minister who thinks he wants to get involved with it, that's fine too. But should we make it a part of the law? I don't think so.
I was in a home where my mother and father had been married for 50 years, and during that 50 years never got along. So I think that if two people, even if they are of the same sex, love each other and are committed to each other and can get along, I have no problem with them being married. Before I'm declared immoral, I wanted to say that I am a devout Christian, and I believe, based on my interpretation of the Bible, that I'm not given the right to condemn others for their actions, and I'm not to be judgmental.
Your opinion counts. Thanks for responding to our Buzz of the Week on the new 850, The Buzz.
Have a nice vacation?
Take a look. Got 2 sets of photos from Kmart for 1 low price.
Great ocean view, and it looks like you have it all to yourself.
Right. See those big fins in the lower left corner?
At Kmart, get 2 sets of prints for 1 low price every day. Big 4-inch prints on quality Kodak paper developed overnight.
This one's so dark. Was your thumb on the lens?
No, that's a portrait of Hurricane Helga.
Oh, not pretty.
Kmart Film Developing, 2 for $1 every day.
At the place Kmart, everything we do is built around you.
This is the Fabulous Sports Babe at the Buzz.
The fabulous sports babe, yeah.
Yeah, she's fabulous.
Fabulous, yeah.
Check me out right here on 850 The Buzz.
The new 850 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Computers 96. We have Gene waiting online. Good afternoon, Gene. Hey, Gene. Gene, you there? I guess not. He fell off, huh? I sure hope nothing broke, Gene. Anyway. Oh, he is? Okay. Hey, Gene.
Good morning, great one.
Good afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Just put in 8 more RAM in my Macintosh.
You rammed it 8 times.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
It works, too. There was a very good article in PC World.
Uh-huh.
It was on, even though, you see, I read PC World. I held no grudges.
That's great. There's nothing wrong with that.
And it was about, it talked a lot about what you were saying. It was about RAM rip-offs.
Uh-huh.
People sending away for RAM, never getting it, and people mailing their used RAM to these companies and never getting a refund.
Selling old RAM. Oh, sheesh. Yeah.
And the other thing was, they showed this company which had been owned by one guy, and he kept ripping off people and forming new companies.
Where?
Out in California and Arizona and Utah.
Okay.
It was all mail order.
Sheesh. Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of them out there. They prey on times like that when a lot of people are upgrading, and since dealers cannot give you anything for your old RAM because it's really worthless, there are other people who say, yeah, we'll give you and make it sound like it's going to be worth your while, and bye-bye memory, huh?
Yeah, but the other point dramatizes your point, too. Buy local when you're buying new memory.
Yeah. Anything that you buy, you're better off buying local.
You're getting service.
It's not just getting service. I think it's a peace of mind knowing you can go and see the person that sold it to you, and if you have something to tell him, you tell it to his face.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, let me ask you something. Does the Mac take...
Or her,
I'm sorry. Oh, geez. Okay, let me back up. It's a good thing to buy locally, so if you do have a problem, you can go and talk to him on or her in the store that you bought it from and tell him slash her what you think.
I guess I wouldn't say you're politically correct or Macintosh correct. I agree.
Let me ask you this. Does the Mac take regular memory? Regular?
No, I'll tell you what I bought. This one needed non-parity, 72-pin, 70 nanoseconds.
But the question is, that's exactly what we sell for PCs. Is that the regular standard?
Yes, the regular.
So you don't need something special for a Mac.
Some Macs are different, but this one did not.
Good. Yeah. Are you flying faster now?
Oh, I just turned it on. The other comment, I downloaded Internet Explorer this week. It's a lot smaller than the Netscape. It's really nice.
It is nice. I have one problem with it. It doesn't display everything on the net correctly.
Okay.
Let me rephrase. It doesn't display pages that were written for Netscape, which 99% are, correctly.
Because it can't read them yet, right?
It reads them, but there are certain tags that it doesn't understand, and it jumbles up the page because of it.
I saw a more fundamental drawback.
What?
If you look at the top of Internet Explorer, there's nothing underneath it like Netscape, which tells you what the button means.
Yeah, that's true. They figure that you would know what it is, and you will get used to it.
Yeah.
That's not the point. But I've seen a few things in... I downloaded it, too, because it had a nice dialer with it. And there were certain things...
A nice dialer?
Yeah, for the PC, there was a nice dialer instead of Trumpet Windsock. It has its own dialer that comes from Shiva. But the notes about Explorer said that they don't have music online, you know, on demand, that you couldn't do like with Netscape when you click on a music piece and it downloads it and plays it. And there were a few other things that it couldn't do that were fundamental, and I said, What a shame.
Well, it's got that nice music in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, to begin with. Yeah, I haven't gone in as far as you. Another comment. There's a computer consignment store in Raleigh. And friends of mine were very naive and went in there.
Are we talking about...
I don't know the name of it, so I couldn't...
Okay.
I couldn't tell you, so...
Yeah.
And they were sold someone else's problem.
Uh-huh.
And when I looked at it, the monitor was not SVGA. It was a VGA monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just slapped together. Well, they had problems with it, and they finally took it... They went to small claims court, and the guy finally took it back from them. But they were naive in not knowing what it was worth and what they needed.
This is the, you know what? In a way, I don't feel sorry for them. Because they need to get, I mean, here, they have a friend like you. They should have sat and talked and asked, what do we need, Gene? Everybody today knows somebody that they trust who uses computers who knows more than they do. Now, the thing is, were they sold that monitor as a super VGA?
Between you and I don't think the question came up.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing. I don't know that the guy did anything wrong. Because if they just sold a computer, they did sell a computer.
Yeah, but it's sort of like that the Oldsmobile or that Cadillac you used to drive.
Yeah.
Once you drive it around the block, the depreciation is outstanding.
Yeah.
In this day and age, it's hard to understand how you can go into a consignment shop and drop $2,000.
$2,000? Oh, no, jeez.
Yeah. They were buying someone else's problem.
Yeah, no, that's...
Someone who had upgraded probably to 150 or 166.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree, and I felt funny when I went there, and I said, boy, they got taken. And then I spoke to this person the other night, and I said, jokingly, did you ever get rid of that computer? She said, how did you know? I said, I was just joking. And then she told me she had finally gotten it, taken it back, yeah.
Well, they were lucky. I wonder how many other people are in that boat and just put the machine in a closet somewhere.
Are there a lot of those computer consignment stores in Raleigh?
I know of one, and I know of one in Cary, but I never heard any complaints about it. Or Megan wanted to say
who's going
to
get that computer next? It's just going to be recycled.
Yeah. This
Somebody's going to have it next.
You know, you were talking about cars, you know, how, you know, a used
like
car.
Cadillac, yeah.
No, I mean, any car. It's sort of like I always said that to buy a used car from a dealer is you must be buying a problem car because... The previous owner could always sell it for more in the open market, but maybe they knew that they couldn't do that without spending the money on it, and the dealer, in their love to sell a new car, would take it as a trade.
And I think in the computer, it may have been fine mechanically, but for the amount they paid, they could have bought a new one.
Yeah. Oh, $2,000, you can buy a very, very nice, fast computer.
Yeah.
I had a customer that walked in yesterday and said they wanted to spend $2,500. And I said, what are you talking about? You know,
did
and
you
we
throw
sat
in
down...
the radio station?
What?
Did you throw in the radio station?
So it came out to about $2,000, and he got the top of the line with everything on it. You know, so this is, it's ridiculous. All right, Gene.
Speak to you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Always a pleasure. Again, our number is 860-0850, and we'll probably hear from the Big Kahuna after the next commercial break. Meanwhile, how many of you have laptops, and how many of you are considering buying a laptop? You're in very good company, because listen to this. With more and more corporations deciding they can't afford two expensive machines per employee, a laptop and a desktop PC... Companies are replacing absolute desktops with a laptop that does everything. And the laptop market is thriving. Analysts predict 28% growth in laptop sales this year, twice the growth rate of desktop PCs. And the Giga Information Group estimates laptops will garner a 35% share of all PCs sold by the year 2000. The notebook used to be a complementary product, says Texas Instrument VP. Now it's the sole machine. And when you look at the new laptops that are out there, and you see that they have 32 mega RAM and the CD and the sound and a big display, you know, everything on it, especially when they come with the docking station that you can go to the office and plug it in and use your regular keyboard and your regular monitor and be on the network and all that. And it costs, in many cases, less than a desktop with the same features. You say, yeah, why should we buy a desktop? Now, I would say that if there's no reason for an employee or for a person to take a computer around and schlep it around, then yeah, go with a desktop because it's easier to service. But if there is a need for anybody who is in sales, in any kind of, any profession, that they need to take the computer with them, office to home and back, or travel with it, don't worry about a desktop at the office. Just use that computer. You don't need to worry about hooking them together to get the data from one to another and to update the both machines. This one machine will be much, much more powerful than the computer that you have right now on your desk. And that really is the way to go. Again, our number is 860-0850. Let's see. In case you are not getting enough coupons bundled in with your Sunday paper, now there's a website that offers coupons from supermarkets and manufacturers. Weekly grocery store sales, receipts, and electronic shopping lists. I don't think primary grocery shoppers are on the internet right now, but some statistics show that young adults are spending more time on computers and the internet, says the marketing company's president. And you can find them at www.supermarkets.com. So you want coupons? Just stay, get online, get to supermarkets.com and print those coupons, take them to your store. No need to worry about working with scissors and injuring yourself or going through the paper. Just print what you need. Let's see, Sony PC. Sony, the electronic industry giant, is re-entering the personal computer business with two Pentium chip-based PCs accented in purple trim. Hannah's going to love this. And equipped with 16 or more megabytes of main memory, hard drives of 2.1 gigabytes, and 28.8 BPS modems. Made in collaboration with Intel, the machine will have high-quality video and audio capabilities and will be priced in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. This is Sony PCs. Wow.
Why don't we go to a commercial break?
We'll go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back with you. Leave your dial right where it is.
The new 850, the Buzz.
Hey, what are you looking for?
The new 850, the Buzz.
Welcome back to Computers 96. I'm your host. My name is Amnon, and with me in the studio is Megan, our engineer, and we have the big kahuna waiting online.
Yeah, I thought this was America on hold there for a minute.
America on hold. I like that.
You sure it's not Prodigy? Is this the Microsoft network?
Easy, big kahuna.
Okay, we're going to buy a car this week.
You're going to buy a car.
We're going to shop for cars on the internet. Best place to go, and the best thing about it is there are no car salesmen.
Do you have a color printer?
Color printer and all. In fact, I need a couple of new cartridges. I've been printing so much here.
Okay, good. But that means that you can get a nice car, not just a black and white one, right?
That's right. You can get it in color, any color you want.
Okay.
Couple of places to go. If you'd like to go shopping for cars, and before you hit the dealerships, there are a couple of spots to check out on the web first. One of them is AutoVantage, and these people will give you a new car summary for free. You can choose the year, the model, and make of the car. It will give you the dealer invoicing and the sticker price, so you can see the profit the dealer has in there. You can also see all the options and how much the options cost on the sticker and cost to the dealer. So it gives you a good guide before you go out and hit the dealers. A better place to go, though, is Edmunds Automotive Buyer's Guide.
Edmund?
Edmund, E-D-M-U-N-D-S.
Uh-huh.
and they show you prices for new cars, new trucks, and used cars. So if you want to sell your old car before you trade it in and find out what it's worth, you can put in the year, the make, the model, the equipment, and it'll deduct for mileage. It gives you a good guide what's going on out there. And it's a very, very comprehensive site. It tells you, it reviews new cars, the hottest cars on the Internet, how to get better insurance rates, and a whole bunch of information on cars, crash test information, daytime running lights, how to get your way at the auto dealer. I got to read that one. So it's a good site to visit. There's another one called AutoSite, and AutoSite is not a free site. You can register online. They'll charge you $9.95 for 30 days unlimited access, and they'll give you the same information these other two sites will, but they do have something interesting there. They have a loan lease comparison calculator. So if you're considering buying the car or leasing it, this is a good way to check and see what the differences are, and it also comes with a monthly payment calculator. So if you want to see what the car is going to cost you out there.
Is there another site that has that you know of?
Yes.
Okay.
And we will get to that if you'll stop preempting the big kahuna. As we move along here, there are a couple of good sites that we've been to this week that you ought to check out when you're looking at cars. One is Pontiac Excitement, where you can visit their cyber showroom and find out all information about Pontiacs and the dealers that are closest to you. If you don't like Pontiacs, why not try Chevys? You can go to the Chevy spot, and they've got all the information on Chevys, cars and trucks and Geos. If it's not a Chevy, how about a Honda? You can go look at the Honda page. Take a look at all the new models and their IndyCar, Drake car racing information and so forth. If you would like to see about technology, about cars, you can go to the Chrysler Technology Center Tour. You can visit all the home pages of all the Chrysler, Dodge, Plymouth products, and you can also see all the technology that's going into all the cars. Jeep Unpaved has a site which is well worth the time if you're considering a Jeep, and they'll tell you all about Jeeps and everything you need to know in choosing the different models. Now, if you're flush with money, you know that guy that saved $500 on the computer this week?
Uh-huh.
He should go to visit the Lexus Center of Performance Art, where cars are taken to the level of artistic. And they have a Shockwave plug-in there that's also interesting. But you can also try Toyota if you'd like to look at something else. Toyota also offers a free CD-ROM on their cars and on their new RAV4. You can order it for free, get it at home, and take a look at it on your own computer before you go out. Now, if you're worrying, and I know you are, about how to pay for all this, now you can preempt me. The Loan Wizard will give you information on how much it's going to cost you. You plug in the interest rate, the term of the loan, payment frequency, amount you're going to borrow, and it will come back and tell you information on how much your monthly payments are going to be. Is your high school spelling grade your second language or the third letter in an alphabet? The big kahuna took it, and he found out, it said, "We're sorry to tell you, but you are without a doubt a card-carrying, full-fledged geek." So Underwired magazine, for those overtired and underwired, is an interesting spot. Lastly, if you can't make your own story up, another one of those wacky Mad Libs types of sites is Wacky Web Tales. Available on the web, they give you a bunch of stories, and all you have to do is fill in the blanks, and you get an interesting story appearing on your screen without much work. So that's it for this week, and be sure to send the Big Kahuna some email. He lives for email.
Did the Big Kahuna send the URLs already?
Big Kahuna has done it.
Okay. Again, I know, did you listen from the beginning of the show so you knew that I was going to call you?
The Big Kahuna always listens.
Okay, good, because I was getting worried about you not being able to get through. You must be putting a lot of hours lately on this, huh?
Yes, the Big Kahuna only sleeps about 3 hours a day. In fact, I get up at 3 a.m. just to check my email.
And you do it in between reboots?
Between reboots. The only time my dog gets fed is between slow downloads. You know, my wife used to complain, the Big Kahuna's wife used to complain a whole lot about him spending so much time on the web. She doesn't do that anymore.
She doesn't?
No. And why doesn't she?
Why doesn't she do
she
that?
She left 3 weeks ago.
Oh!
Happy surfing, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
You have fun.
Okay.
Yeah, the Big Kahuna is always a good, it gives us a good laugh. And like I said, the URLs, we're not reading them here on the show because people complained that they couldn't get it correctly. So if you go again to WRBZ.com and click on the lineup and then Computers 96, and right there on the page, besides being able to listen to the show again and again and again and again every day, a couple of times a day, there is also a button that you can click and see those. And just click on the URLs and it'll take you there.
What does URL stand for?
URL is the Universal Resource Locator.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Okay, that's, but you know what it actually is.
I know what it is. I just didn't know what it stands for.
It's Universal Resource Locator. That's what URL stands for. Oh, boy, I'm glad I knew that.
Right. Dun, 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 dun.
But let me tell you, the Big Kahuna, and I know he works hours to try and get us all these fun and informative URLs. It takes a lot of time, and I'm glad that we have somebody like that that is associated with us here.
What I want to know is, how does his mind work that he thinks about going and searching after flying toilets?
I have no idea how the Big Kahuna does it, but he finds them. You know, I mean, that's trick.
That's the scary part.
Yeah, there are places around the web that you can go and find all these things if you know what to look for and to find fun things. But he does it really nice. So again, thank you, Big Kahuna, and we'll probably hear from him again next week. Okay, what else was there? This morning I went and I gave a little talk, a little bit of information to the genealogical users group, and that was very nice. That was good, and it refreshed a lot of things in my mind too. People ask questions about search protection and about UPS and backups and viruses and about upgrades. And it was very interesting, but the main thing is when I walked in, Rick was working on this computer trying to get it to talk to the big screen TV over there, and it will not work. And it always worked before. But what did he change? He went to 95, and now it doesn't work. So here's another reason. Okay, we're coming here. We need to wind down, come to the end of the show. Even though we came in a little bit late, that room was needed for John Ziegler. We're large. We can give him the time. It's fine. It's no problem. Thank you for letting us in. We'll be back here. I'll be back here next week at noon. Until then, remember to back up your drive. Back up your drive. Get a program to scan for viruses. Do it as often as you can. And one of the most important things, and I sometimes keep forgetting to tell you that and to advise you of that, is to leave your dial right here during the week at the new 850, The Buzz.